knows, yeah. Got a fun with murder. Maybe one time, maybe two.
Welcome back. You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I don't know if it's just you or me, but I do hear a slight echo, and I see that somebody in the DJ chat said that they might also be hearing that. So if that is true, please let me know in the DJ chat on WMFO.org and let me know. Yeah, I don't know what that is, but it is incredibly distracting. I'd like to say hi to anyone who is one of my friends listening tonight. Thank you so much for listening. And I will play a couple of songs. Hello. All right. We have a caller, and her name is Sarah. Can you hear her?
Hi.
I hope you can hear her. As I love to say, it is very, very complicated to answer the phones. But I think
how
I
would you know if they could not hear me?
You know, and that is a good question. I would hope that some good Samaritan out there would let me know. I do have one other friend listening, so hopefully they would let me know.
Oh, wow. Who else is listening, or is that not?
My friend Anna. She does not. She was actually upset that I mentioned her with everyone else. So there you go. That is your individualized shout out.
Anna. So also Sarah, shout out from me.
Oh yeah, also shout out from Sarah. So this is my friend Sarah. She also went to Tufts with me, and has been a longtime friend, and she wanted to talk to you guys about Thanksgiving food. And I do kind of feel like you're going to have a controversial opinion on it. So I'm curious to hear what.
Please,
that is.
No. I didn't want to call it out the controversial opinion. I wanted to call and just get mad at you about it, you know?
Sure.
Like, I don't think I have anything particularly spicy to say. I just feel like we probably disagree, and you're probably wrong.
Well, I can share with you what my controversial opinion is about Thanksgiving food.
Oh, please. We can start there.
My controversial opinion is that I think the only worthwhile food... Okay, wait. It's a couple. It's green beans, kind of the turkey... And then sweet potatoes. Everything else, not worth eating.
What do you mean not worth it? As in, like, the caloric intake? Like,
no,
just
like,
you might as well just, like, eat cardboard or, like, soy ones?
It's not worth the space. It's not worth the energy to make it.
Wow. I think I should have a talk with your family, because they must have just been giving you bad Thanksgiving food all these years.
Well, as former Tufts students, we both know that we've had Thanksgiving food once a week for 4 straight years.
That's so true. Wow, the way I blacked that out of my memory. I completely forgot. Okay, well, I was going to think, so my debate was more so, I mean, this is also an interesting one. I think the best Thanksgiving food, I hope people out listening to this are just riveted by our conversation. Mac and cheese is delicious. Stuffing is delicious. Potatoes are delicious. Cranberry sauce is delicious. It's like
cranberry sauce
dinner
is
just
the wrong
hiked
texture,
up on sugar.
I think.
I love the gel one that comes out of a can. I just put a grape in my mouth, but I decided not to eat it because we're on the radio.
Yeah.
And probably people didn't want to hear me do that.
And then you still talked about it.
But I still talked about it. So, yeah, I think my question was, like, what do you bring to Friendsgiving? Because there's Thanksgiving, which is, you know, more of a formal meal. But, like, is it on the host to just cook all of your Friendsgiving? Like, I feel like we're in a more of a Friendsgiving era.
I think we're in the I think our age demographic puts us in the potluck Friendsgiving era.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm also potluck, but, like, one person is, like, there doing, like, the meat, you know? And then other people are kind of, like, filling in. So I went to a Friendsgiving this weekend where the host got, like, 3 rotisserie chickens just from the grocery store. And actually, it was so cost-effective and delicious. And you put it on a fancy plate, and all of a sudden, it was the exact same thing as turkey. And I was like, why are we doing anything else?
No, that's a really good point. That's probably what I would have said is the right option.
Yeah.
I think what
this
I would
so, easy.
So the closest parallel I have in my life is one of my friends will probably once a quarter organize a like potluck essentially called like dinner club, supper club, and and the secret is you have to get into the group chat and claim your item first so that you can do dessert. Because that is the easiest one.
Well, so dessert is easy, but so is bringing booze. I think that's the thing that, like, we're also in the sweet spot for, is just as much as people want a full, nice dinner, they also just want booze.
Yeah, okay. That is fair, but I think... I think that it's better to bring a food if the idea is a food-related thing. I think an appetizer, anything other than the main, is the right way to go.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I also think, but I do think sometimes, well, I think, yeah, you're right. People sign up, and maybe that's, like, the answer to this. Let's see what Ben texted me. Oh, sorry.
You said food.
Was boots.
All right, and with that, Sarah, I'm going to ask you for a song recommendation.
No, but people on Thanksgiving want boots. Don't you know? Okay, that's fine. Okay, I understand. So I was thinking about what song to recommend.
You've had a lot of warning. You can also text it to me if you want.
No. I have two recommendations, and I'll let you pick them.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what. One is a classic recommendation that's always a crowd pleaser because it's the fucking song ever written, and you know what it is.
Is it Melt?
No.
Oh.
Her music is good.
Okay. What is
it? No,
that?
Come on. Where would I any time we would dance anywhere? What is the song I would request?
I'm not playing that one. I'm not playing Hot Shower.
Okay, so for everyone listening, there's a song that's actually the exact equivalent of Hot Shower, but it's not Hot Shower. And since Ben didn't choose the option behind door A, which was Hot Shower, we're doing this one, which is the new remix of Get Low with Mark Zuckerberg and T-Pain.
Okay, let me see if I might have to come back to it once I find a censored version of it, but I'll start with this. I'll start with a different song, and we'll hear it later. Thanks so much for calling, Sarah. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. I hope everyone has so much fun. I know I did.
All right. Talk to you later.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
I dreamt you hate me, so we fought and then we broke up. You packed your things and called your mom and then I woke up. When I rolled over, I saw you and you were sleeping. So unaware that I was angry and I'm leaving. Why can't I ever dream of dancing? And I went walking, nearly bled out. The trail behind me in the snow hallucinated. I grabbed a needle and a thread to patch myself up. Why can't I ever dream of daydreaming? And
right. Don't you worry. You will not be hearing too much more of me this evening, but I thought I would do our PSA. Once again, this is something that we have to do every single hour in order to keep the radio on the air, and this is the Go Green with Rechargeable Batteries PSA. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be charged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries, plus a charger, don't cost very much. Don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? This has been a message from all your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. You know, I think that's actually a really good PSA and something that we could all make more use of. So definitely something to consider.
looking for the man. I don't understand who I really am. What is it all for? Sound the alarm. Throw my phone at the wall. Get a little high in the bathroom stall. Drowning in all this commotion. I'm stuck going through the motions. Wipe away my digital tears. I've been doing this for
Okay.
felt it, that velvet connection. This moment's electric. I'm not trying to be reckless.
Always, you can call me anytime, always.
Thank you so much for listening. This has been Blizzquake on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.